Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Yes, we are here, and we are live right here on the summit with Minister Adam Tuggle. Yes, we are back, and if you are listening to me right now, you are blessed, not because you're listening to me, but not because you're hearing my voice, but because if you're listening to me right now, you are in the land of the living. And that is the reason to give God praise on today in Jesus' name. We praise God for being here. We praise God for his blessings that he has bestowed upon us in Jesus' name. And if you are listening to me right now, you know what time it is. It's Saturday. It is Saturday morning, afternoon, wherever you are listening to the summit with Minister Adam Tuggle at. And this is the Spirit Alive Network, in Jesus' name, where we bring forth the word over here, y'all. Amen. We praise God for being here, in Jesus' name. It is a nice, beautiful, beautiful Saturday here in Indianapolis. And a little bit cold, but it's still good. We are still blessed, in Jesus' name. Praise God for Bishop Cook allowing us to come once again in Jesus' name, giving honor to our founder and our leader over here at the Spirit Alive Network in Jesus' name. The Bible does say, give honor to whom honor is due. So that's what we're doing over here in Jesus' name. Also, I want to, before we get started, I want to wish a very, very blessed happy birthday. In Jesus' name, I want to send a very special birthday shout-out to my very own father and pastor. In Jesus' name, on today, his birthday is today, y'all. And he is, amen, I don't know if you want me to tell his age, amen. but that's my daddy, y'all. He is 62 years young, y'all. Amen. So we thank God. I really deeply want to praise God for not only him being my pastor, but my father is still, I praise God for my father still being in the land of the living, because think about 2 or 3 years ago, and he would allow me to tell his testimony, but he had a double bypass, open heart surgery. So I thank God for him being in the land of the living on today in Jesus' name. And I praise God for the topic on today, because it is that testimony about my father is sort of what we're talking about today. We're going to be talking about healing on today. We're going to be talking about healing and the Lord blessing people with the spirit of healing. Amen. We all need healing in our lives. Amen. Whether if it's spiritual healing, whether if it's, natural healing, whatever type of healing it is, we all need healing in our lives. We cannot go through this life without being healed by God. Amen. And there are a lot of types of healing. There are financial healing. There is physical healing. There is emotional healing. There is mental healing. There is, we have to go through life. And the reason why God brings healing for our souls and for our lives is because in life, we go through a lot of things, and we go through, when we go through things, there are a lot of wounds and scars that happen through life. And the Lord comes in, and he heals those wounds, and he heals those scars that we go through through life. And so that's why he brings healing. And there are several things that we have to do to be in position for the healing to take place. And it goes in the natural and it goes in the spiritual too, both of them. You know, when you talk about getting healed in the natural, there are things that we must do in the natural to make sure that we stay healthy. You know, making sure that our bodies are well taken care of, making sure that we're eating right, making sure that we're doing the right thing. And, you know, those are the things that we do to make sure that the Lord can heal us. And one thing that I was always taught from church, from my parents and everything, one thing that I was taught was take care of yourself. And I thank God for Bishop Cook, because me and Bishop Cook were having a conversation before we came on the air today, and we were talking about, you know, sometimes you have to rest. Sometimes you have to take a mental rest. Sometimes you have to take a physical rest, because, you know, your body sometimes will tell you, hey, you need to sit down. You got too much stuff on your plate. You got to sit down. That's that time to rest, that time to get that healing. You know, sometimes we need mental healing. You know, sometimes we need to take time off just to get our minds back together, just to get our bodies back together. Amen. That's why I know my pastor, my former pastor, she used to sometimes would take vacations just to, you know, get her, you know, body right. You know, pastoring is a hard job. I've never been a pastor. Don't want to be a pastor. Amen. But I've seen where pastoring and you know, just dealing with life can tire us out. But we need to do certain things to get our bodies in our mental state and our emotional state together, to bring it back full circle so we can do the work of the Lord. Amen. And you cannot do the work of God when you are tired out, when you're weary, because the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that. Be not weary in well-doing. So we can't get weary. Even though our bodies and even though our mental state tells us, you know, some things will weigh you down, but you can't. You have to be in a position to be able to receive healing. And in that positioning, we have to do some things to get in position for that healing. There are things that we have to do as far as physically. One of those things is keeping ourselves in prayer. Amen. Going to the doctor. And I want you to write some of this stuff down and take down some notes, because and the reason why I'm telling you to take notes is because I want you to go back and research this stuff and look at this stuff. There are several physical killers that can take us out of here if we don't take care of ourselves, amen, and get ourselves in position for healing, amen. Stress. You can't let stress weigh you down, because there are a lot of people that have left up out of here because of stress, amen. And I'm not just talking about mental stress, you know, physical stress or whatever. We can't get so boggled down with work, with life in general, that we become, you know, every day we're stressed. Because stress is a killer. And, man, we've talked about that before. Stress can be a killer. And one of the things, one of the tools that the devil uses to fight against us is stress. He tries to stress us out with our families, try to stress us out with our jobs, try to stress us out with our finances, try to stress us out with our children, try to stress us out with our spouses, and we can't let that stuff stress us out. We can't. And the two things that we need to do to stay unstressed is, number one, go to the doctor.
Did she go?
Go to the doctor. See about yourself. You know, make sure that your mental and physical state is balanced. Make sure that everything is together. Number two, in that talking to your doctor, pray. Pray. Staying in constant prayer is a big stress reliever. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Man should always pray. There is no time throughout your life where you should not be praying. You can pray any time of the day. You can pray even in your thought process, you should pray. Amen? So these are things that we should be doing to keep our stress level down, to get prepared for healing, because prayer is a healer. Prayer is a healer. Prayer, praise, worship, those are things that will heal us. The Word of God can heal. And I'm not just talking about just spiritual stuff either, natural things. Exercising, great stress reliever. You know, doing things that, you know, taking a walk, going out for a walk. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to sit in the gym 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But going out for a nice walk, you know, relieving your mind, taking the stress off, you know, doing things like that. Hanging out with good godly friends. Amen. Sometimes you need that time away, you know, taking a nice little vacation or something. That can be a good stress reliever. You know, I've taken vacations in my life, you know, and it's been a big stress reliever. I remember, and I've said this on the show before, when I went to California in 2010, you know, I went to California around that year, and I went there for like 2 weeks. Came back, I hadn't had a vacation before that time. I hadn't had a vacation in about 10 or 11 years. And you might say, well, you were like 20-something years old or, you know, whatever. You were like 21. What do you need a vacation for? Even a young person needs a vacation. Children need vacations. Amen. If you're doing the same thing constantly, working and working and working and working, you're going to run your body down. Amen. And the Lord doesn't want that for you. The Lord wants you to work for him. And the Lord wants you to be able to do your job and doing all that, because the Bible says if we don't work, we don't eat. Amen. But he does not want us in a place where we are stressed out, where we are doing things to the point that we can't function fully. Amen.
Because if we can't function fully on our jobs, we can't fully function in our families, if we can't fully function in the things that we do, we can't fully function for God either. And that is the one thing that the Lord wants us to be able to do is function in doing his work. And the one thing that I found, and I know that this topic is about healing, we have to get into a place where one of the things to receive our healing is speaking the opposite of what we see. In the book of Proverbs, it says that the power of life and death lie in the power of the tongue. Whatever you speak, that is what's going to come out. And getting in a place of healing means that you have to speak the opposite of what you see, whether if it's financial healing, whether if it's mental healing, whatever type of healing it is, whatever is bringing you down, whatever is weighing you down, you have to speak the opposite of what you see. Amen? You have to. You have no choice. And I'm not even going to say you. We have no choice. We have no choice but to speak the opposite of what we see when we're trying to receive the healing that God has for us. If you were not in the right position to receive the healing, we have to speak the opposite. We have to speak, I will be in the right position. I will be. I will get over this. There are so many people dealing with depression because they don't want to speak the opposite of what they see. Only thing they see is chaos. Only thing they see is, okay, this is weighing me down. You have to speak the opposite of what you see. We have to be like Job. Job went through a lot, and I know I'm using Job a lot, but Job went through a lot. And let me tell you, Job went through all of this in one day. You hear me? Everything Job went through, he went through it in one day. He lost everything in one day. But he held his integrity. And when we go through life, when we go through life's battles, life's trials, we have to hold our integrity. And when you receive healing, you may have not received your healing yet, but you have to hold your integrity to receive your healing. Amen? We have to do like Job. Job held his integrity. And in the process of him holding his integrity, the way he held his integrity is he believed and he had faith in God that he was going to come out of the situation that he was in. He believed. That's another thing. That's another way to receive your healing. We have to believe. We have to have faith enough to believe. Because we can speak all day, but if we don't have the faith enough to believe that God can heal us, we're not going to receive the healing. And that is getting in position for your healing. Believing. Having faith. Despite what you might see. Despite what you might be going through. See, people, I talk to some people throughout my life and throughout the day, and I'm always encouraging people all the time. I don't care if it's a bad situation, a good situation. I'm always trying to encourage somebody, and I guess that's why my wife says it all the time when we go out and stuff like that. She's like, you know everybody. Somebody, everywhere you go, somebody always knows you. And they always say the same thing. Well, I know you from this place and that place, and you always have a smile on your face, and you're always so nice. And you know what? The job that I'm working at right now, I work a job where I'm in a store, and at that store, I come in contact with a lot of people all the time. I come in contact with a lot of people, a lot of customers. And when I'm with those customers, when those customers come through my line or when I'm interacting with them, I always tell them, you can't come through this line and not be ready to smile or laugh, because it is my job. I'm the last person that you see. I'm the first person that you see, and I'm the last person that you see. And I'm going to make it my job to make sure that while you're here, that you have a good experience while you're here. And I try to make that, and I say, and I have a saying, it's dangerous to come through my line if you don't want to laugh or smile, because I'm going to make you either do one or the other or both by the time you leave here. Why? Because it's my job. Not just because it's my job, it's just this in my nature. Because I was always taught, the way you give to a person, the way you give off to a person, that might brighten their day. Your smile might brighten their day. That encouraging word might be that encouraging word that that person might need. I remember I was at my job, and I was I had my radio on my phone, and I was playing my my gospel music on my phone, and I was up there, conversing with the customers and stuff like that, and I didn't want to offend anybody, so I went to go turn my gospel music off, and the lady said, "Don't do that." She was like, "I really, really needed that at that time. I'm really going through something, and that gospel music that you were playing really helped my situation." She said, "Keep playing it, because it's going to help somebody." And so now, you know, I play my gospel music throughout the day when I'm at work. And there's a bunch of customers that come through my line and everything, and they'll be like, "Yeah, I needed that. I needed to hear that." And I don't say a word. It's just about, that's why I said, the things that you give off, the way you're kind to somebody, that can bring somebody into their healing. Amen. So we all need healing. We all need healing. We all need healing because we're all going through something. And the Lord wants us to be healed of everything that we face. And like I said, in the book of Proverbs, it says the power of life and death lie in the power of the tongue. So what that means is, like I said, speak the opposite of what you see. We need to learn how to speak the opposite of what we see. Because if we don't speak the opposite of what we see, despite what it may look like, despite what it may be feel like, it can turn around by what you're speaking. It can turn around. And we have to get, if you're not in position for your healing, get in position for your healing. Amen? Get in position for your healing. There are people that need mental healing and emotional healing. Speak the opposite. That is a game changer for a person to receive healing. I remember when I went through the problems with my heart, I never asked the Lord to heal me. I never asked for that. What I did ask for is for me to be able to praise the Lord like I wanted to. See, I changed my mindset. I changed what could have been. I changed what could have been. I changed my mindset. I didn't worry about me. I was worrying about the work of God. I was worried about the praises of God that I was giving to him. I was worried about what he wanted out of me instead of my own life. And if you have that mindset, I guarantee you, you will put yourself in a place of healing. You will put yourself in a place where God will step in and heal whatever you need to be healed. Amen. And just like, just the physical, we need to be, we need to have not only speak the thing that we need healed, despite what we see, but we need to do, we need to get, do what we need to do to get in position for healing. Amen. I'm talking about the physical now. We need to take care of ourselves. I remember when my father had his double bypass surgery. Before that, my mother and my father, they had just came back from out of town, and my dad was being stubborn at that time with my mom. He was trying to get himself ready for work at that time. And my mom said, you know what? No, you're not going to work. And he was sitting there holding his chest. And my mom said, no, we're taking you to the hospital. He didn't want to go at first. And that's why I said he was being stubborn at that time. Because I've done that. I've done that. Everybody's done that. Everybody, you know, when you hear hospital and doctors in emergency rooms, unless you are a crazy person, you don't want to go to the hospital. Amen. No, I don't think nobody wants to go to the hospital and just, you know, I want to go to the hospital. You know, us as men, we get stubborn anyway. I'm gonna be honest with you. Most times when I have to go to the doctor or the hospital or something like that, it's because when I do go or make an appointment or something, it's because my wife then told me, hey, look, you need to go and make an appointment and see about yourself. Amen? And it's good for us to go get a checkup. It's good for us to go get a checkup. Amen? Good for us to go get a checkup. Not just men, women too. Amen. Go. If it's once a month, once every 2 months, go get a checkup. Make sure, and the reason why I say that is because the doctor is not the enemy. And I know I'm speaking of the natural. The doctor is not the enemy. And you might say, well, Minister Adam, well, what if the doctor tells me something bad? Okay, that's fine. You don't have to accept what they give you, but at least you know what's going on. Amen? You know what's going on with your mental state. You know what's going on with your physical state. You know what's going on health, your health state. So you know what to pray for. Because until you go to the doctor, you don't know what's wrong with you. Amen? And this is good teaching. Always go to the doctor to make sure you're all right. I don't care if it's once a month, the you know, every 2 months. Me, I don't go to the doctor enough like I should, but I do go. Amen? And I do make sure. One of the reasons why I don't go as much is because, especially I've told y'all I have a heart condition and stuff like that, but I am hooked up to a thing that allows my doctor to, you know, keep tabs on me, amen, and I don't have to be there. So that's the reason why I don't go as much as I should, because they already know what's going on and they'll call and all that stuff. So that's the reason. But if you don't have a direct link like that to your doctor, then hey, go. And I go for checkups anyway, but not just for my heart, but other things too. You know, make sure, you know, do all that stuff, because that prepares you for healing. And that tells you what to pray for. If you don't know what's going on and you don't know the cause of what's going on, you won't know what to pray for. That's why I say doctors are not the enemy. My doctor, even though my doctor just believed in science at that time, he still wasn't the enemy. Because I tell you now, I don't like going to the doctor. I don't like going. Why? Because I've spent all of my childhood, all of my teenage years, and my adult life in and out of the hospital. Amen. Because of my heart and other things too. Amen. And I don't like going to the doctor. I'm just going to be honest. I don't. Like I said, I done spent most of my life in and out of a hospital. But on the flip side of that, I thank God for it because it gives, if you get your place, if you get in a place of healing, when that healing takes place, you have to get to healing because the reason why, make it, and I'm going to say it like this, make it your goal to get to a place of healing, whatever you're going through. Because, and the reason why I say that is because, number one, when you reach that place of healing, you feel better. You feel better about the situation. Number two, when you reach that place of healing, you'll have a testimony at the end of the day. Amen? That's why we need to make it our goal to get to that place of healing, whatever we're going through. Amen? Whatever we're going through, we're going to make it a goal of ours. And I want you to challenge yourself, and I'm going to challenge myself because I'm going to go through the challenge with y'all. Amen. We're going to make it today. We're going to stand flat foot and say today, I'm going to make it a goal to get to the place of healing. And I want you to say that to yourself. Even though I can't hear you, I want you to say that to yourself right now. I'm going to make it. I want you to repeat after me. I'm going to make it my goal to get to my place of healing. I want you to say it again. I'm going to make it my goal to get to my place of healing. Because that's where the Lord wants us to be at. He wants us to be healed. He wants us. I don't care what type of healing it is. Make it your goal to get to your place of healing. Amen. We all know the story about the woman with the issue of blood. She made it her goal to get to her healing. She made it her goal so much that she crawled to Jesus to get to her place of healing. Her faith, when she finally made it to Jesus and touched the hem of his garment, the Lord told her, your faith has made thee whole. Amen? Your faith, that is the key. That is one of the key elements of getting to your place of healing. Having the faith. Making sure. Not doubting. Just like when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and I believe it was Mary and I forget the other person, but they came to Jesus and they said, well, if you had been here, Lord, my brother wouldn't have died. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? And how the disciples were on the boat when Jesus was down at the bottom of that boat asleep. And they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Where is your faith? See, we have to have the mindset of faith. And we've talked about it on the show before. We talked about having untapped faith. Amen. We must hold faith key to getting to a place of healing. Because if we don't have faith and if we don't speak the opposite of what we see, And if we don't talk to the Lord, and if we don't take care of ourselves, we will not see that place of healing. But we must go. To get to that place of healing, we must do things. We must do some things that man says cannot be done. Amen. We have to do some things that man might think is crazy. One of those things, having faith, despite what we see. Look, we got an example of that where a man might think it's crazy. Job's wife. Job's wife said, why don't you curse God and die? That she thought Job was crazy. Amen. The three Hebrew boys, King Nebuchadnezzar thought that they were crazy by saying what they said to him. King, we will not bow to your image. Even if the Lord does not deliver, we still believe that he can. We still believe, and I'm paraphrasing, we still believe that he can deliver us. He's going to deliver us out of your hands, O King. We believe that. They needed healing. They needed a miracle. Amen. They needed a miracle right then and there. They didn't know what a miracle. They didn't know if God was going to perform a miracle or not. But they still believed that God could perform a miracle for them. And King Nebuchadnezzar looked at them like they were crazy. And I can guarantee you, I could just see the look on King Nebuchadnezzar's face when they said that to him. Like, oh, y'all think y'all the stuff. Y'all think y'all this. Y'all think y'all that. I'm going to put y'all in a fiery furnace if y'all keep talking. And they kept talking. They said, hey, look, we know who we serve. And even if he doesn't deliver us, we still believe that he can deliver us. We have to have that mindset. See, the way we receive our healing, the way we get to that place of healing is that we have to change our mindset. We can't be in the mindset of we believe for a toe ache, we believe for a headache, but we don't believe he can heal cancer. Come on here. We cannot have the mindset of he can take care of a light bill, but he can't take care of a $20,000 debt. Come on here. Come on. Come on. We cannot have the mindset of, well, he can heal me, but he can't raise my brother who has COVID. And my brother doesn't have COVID. I'm just using this as an example. He can't touch my family member who has COVID. Come on now. He can heal a backache, but he can't heal cerebral palsy. We can't have that mindset. We have to have the mindset, and we have to have the faith, and we have to have the endurance to believe that we are going to be able to make it to the place of healing that God has for us. And in that place, there are. Don't you know? We talked about untapped faith. Don't you know when you reach that place of healing, you have untapped things that you have things that are untapped in that place. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide underneath the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my what? My fortress. My what? My God, in him will I trust. It's just all about trusting him. The Bible also says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. We have to learn how to, Jesus, we have to learn how to trust God in this place that we are in. We have to learn how to not be afraid of the terror by night. nor for the arrows that fly by day. Amen. We have to say, we have to, that's why I was listening to a Bible class on Wednesday night. And shout out to Bishop William L. Harris and the Victory Tabernacle family. But he was teaching on the spirit of deception. And he, in that lesson, he was talking, he kept saying, and he kept saying, he said, read your Bible. Read your Bible. Because there are so many people being deceived. And in that deception, people are losing out on what they can gain in Christ. People are losing out because they're being deceived. They're being deceived. They're being deceived of their healing. They're being deceived of their mental state. They're being deceived of the Holy Ghost that God's got for them. They're being deceived out of their anointing. They're being deceived. But we have to reach that place of restoration, of that place of healing. We have to reach that place. And the only way that we are going to reach that place is if we stay in the Word of God, if we stay on the wall. We have to stay on the wall. We can't come down. I remember a preacher. He preached a sermon, Elder Billy Clark. He preached a sermon a long time ago. I will not come down at a time like this. I will not come down at a time like this. We have to understand that we can't come down from what we from what we've been taught. We can't come down from what we know. We can't come down from holiness. Because in our place of holiness, in that place of healing, there are more blessings than we could ever know. But we gotta get to that place. We got to get to that place of restoration. If you need restoration, and look, I'm going to say this now. If you are listening to me right now, you can reach your place of healing. You can reach your place of restoration. You can reach. Now, let me say this. I am not, though some of these television evangelists tell you, If you send in this money, you'll receive your healing. No. I'm not talking about nothing like that. I'm talking about this. If you go in the Word of God, and if you stay on your face, if you stay on your face, and I mean in prayer, and if you're fasting, and if you're praying, you will reach your place. You ain't got to send nobody no money. You ain't got to do none of that. You ain't got to buy no prayer cloths. You can speak over yourself. You ain't got to have no prophet tell you. Come on now. We ain't got to have no prophet telling us that we're going to be receiving this and this and this. We ain't got to go to no big-time evangelist, no big television evangelist and all that stuff to receive our healing. I ain't got – come on here. Nothing against their ministry. I don't have nothing against nobody's ministry. But let me tell y'all this. You can speak over your own self. The power of life and death lie in the power of the tongue. I don't have to go to no crusade to receive my healing. I can speak over myself because the same power that Jesus poured out on the day of Pentecost lies in me today. And that same power of the Holy Ghost can resurrect things. I've seen it happen where muscles and joints together because of the power of the Holy Ghost. Right in front of my face, I've seen people and I've heard of people dying and coming back to life. There was a mother here in Indianapolis. Her name was Mother Mildred Boyd, and her son, she's gone on to be with the Lord now, but her son at that time. He was stabbed to death, literally. Literally stabbed to death. They had him, his body on a, in the morgue. She was preaching, and I believe she was preaching in another state, and I believe it was in New York or something like that. And they called her and told her to come and view the body, you know, to come identify the body. And she said, leave my son's body right there, and I'll be there. This woman of God got there, prayed the prayer of faith over her son, and her son got up. Her son sat up, and life was put back into him. And now, today, he is a pastor of a church. I have literally seen and heard my own father had a brace on his leg. Let me show you the power of healing that God can do. My father had a brace on his leg. I believe he had it on for like 4 or 5 days or something like that, and he was supposed to have it on for a couple weeks. Like 2 or 3 weeks or maybe even 4 weeks. I forget how many weeks he had it on. Supposed to have it on. But he was in the middle of a church service. We was in the middle. It was a Sunday morning service. And the Lord spoke to him and told him to take that brace off and start running around the church. And he did exactly what the Lord told him to do. And he went ran around the church, shouted around the church, and even preached. That morning, when he took that brace off, he ran and shouted and everything, and he never put back on that brace. That's what I'm talking about. That's the power of God. That's the mindset of us, being in the mindset of Christ. He said in his word, that let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. If we have the mindset of Christ, we won't doubt him. If we have the mindset of Christ, we will be able to do great exploits for him. We won't be stressed out. We won't be in a place of, well, I wonder if he could do this. I wonder if he could do that. That don't exist in the mindset, having a mindset of Christ. You'll be in your place of healing at all times. We have to, look, and I'm using this as an example. The devil is always on his post. The devil is always on his post trying to move us away from what God wants us to have. Why is it that we can't be on our post all the time? Mentally, physically, emotionally. How come we got to have the last of the last when the Bible says we're first? Why is it that we can't have the mindset? The start of healing, the start of receiving that place of healing is the mindset. I hate it when people say, well, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Let me tell you something. Perfect is not what you have. Perfect is the mindset of Christ. If Job, who did not have the Holy Ghost, because there was no Holy Ghost to be given out at that time, if Job can be a perfect and upright man, why can't we? If Job, he said, have you considered my servant? If you don't believe me, the scripture is right there. He said, the devil came to God and asked God, if you move your hand, say, I'll touch him so mad, touch him so much that he'll curse you to your face. And God told the enemy, he said, have thou considered my servant Job, a perfect and upright man? Yeah, you might say, well, Job had it all. Job was rich. He would be considered rich in our day. Yeah, but guess what? He still lost. He lost everything, but he was still a perfect and upright man, even though he lost everything in the natural. He lost his health. He lost his wealth. He lost his children. He lost his wife, too, because her mindset wasn't even on Christ. Her mindset was telling her husband to kill himself and die, or to curse God and die. Amen? Mentally, he lost his wife, too. He lost his friends because his friends came against him. Job, Brother Job, you must have seen if you going through all this. They didn't try to encourage him. They was stomping him back even further down. They were stepping on his neck spiritually, emotionally. Brother Job, you got to have sinned, and you know you've got to have sinned because all of this stuff is happening. The devil is a liar. Job never sinned. But he said, have you considered my servant Job, a perfect and upright man? Why is it that we as saints of God will sit over there and listen to the world say, I'm not perfect, and then we use that? Why? Why are we? We're perfect in the eyesight of God because if you have the mentality of Christ, you are perfect. You're perfect. God doesn't make a mistake. That's why I said you're perfect. If you have the mindset of Christ, and if you're carrying the mindset of Christ, you're perfect. Now, I'm not saying that everything's going to be right. I'm not saying that. And that's not what I'm saying. Is everything we do, is it going to be right? Is everything, every place, are we going to live a flower bed of ease? That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you have a perfect mentality. Why? Because if you have the mindset of Christ, you have a perfect mind because God is perfect. Oh, Jesus. If you have the mentality of Christ, you can get to your place of healing because he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in what? Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, he is perfect. That's why he said, have you considered my servant Job a perfect and upright man? Because Job had the mindset of Christ. It wasn't about things. He said it wasn't about things that Job had. How do I know it wasn't about the things that Job had that made him perfect? He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He wasn't talking about things. He wasn't talking about things. He wanted to be perfect for Christ, to receive his healing. He knew. He said, I'll just wait change to come. He knew his healing was going to come. He knew he was going to be in this place of healing. But yet he had to wait for his place. He had to wait. He had to position himself. And mentally he positioned himself. Because he held his integrity. He did not listen to the naysayers. He did not listen to the backbiting and all of that stuff, all of that junk that we take in on a day-to-day basis. If you take in junk, every time you walk around, you taking in junk from people that tell you, you can't do this and you can't do that and I don't believe this and I don't believe that. You taking in junk. You better tell them people. You better tell your problems. I ain't no human trash can. I am not a human garbage can. You would not drop your slop gut on me. I am allergic to negativity. My former pastor used to say that all the time. I am not a human garbage can. You will not drop your slop gut on me. I am allergic to negativity. You better tell your problems. You better tell them people that tell you that God can't do this. Because basically that's what they're telling you. That's what they're telling us, that God can't move the way he says he's going to move. The devil is a liar. If somebody, look, I'm going to tell you like this. If they come in telling you, that's why it's not good to tell everybody everything. I've said that before. It's not good to tell everybody everything. But those that you tell, or those that you accidentally tell, they tell you, well, I don't believe God can do that. And if God done got it in his word to say, I can do this, if he says that he can heal you from cancer, I know some people are listening. I'm talking to you. The Spirit of the Lord, then let me know. If God says that he can, if he's a healer of all manner of sickness and disease, and the doctor telling you, oh, no, you can't be healed from this, what? You calling God a liar? He said in his word, he said it in the Bible, you can read it in the Bible. He said if any person, even an angel, come and preach any of the gospel, let him be accursed. If any man, even an angel in heaven, come preach any of the gospel, don't you know that healing is in the gospel? Healing is in the gospel. So if God says that you can be healed, he said, I've taken on what you're going through. By my stripes, you are healed. I've taken on what you're going through. I put it on my shoulders. I've taken on your diseases. I've taken on your ailments. I've taken on your mental stress. And it all went to the cross. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I'm talking to somebody. I've taken everything you have, everything that you will ever be faced with, from now until the day you meet me, I've taken it all on. And where you need healing, I will give it to thee. I will give it to thee. Somebody is suffering. But let me tell you, you don't have to suffer no more. Somebody got mental worries. You worrying about this and you worrying about that. I don't know who I'm talking to. And I do not usually do this, but I'm doing what thus saith the Lord. You are going through a mental state. You're worried about your finances. You're worried about how to pay this bill and that bill. You got your bills right in front of your face. You got your bills on the kitchen counter. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all trying to worry about how you're going to put food in your household. He said he owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. Don't you worry about it. You worried about how to pay that mortgage, how to pay that. Don't you worry about it. Don't worry about it. You worried about that loved one. Mm-hmm. You've been praying for that loved one. You've been praying for that child. Lord said he got it. The Lord said he got you. He got you. He said that he has him in the palm of his hand. In the palm of his hand. Thank you, Jesus. Today is not a normal day. Today is not a normal day. And the reason why I'm saying today is not a normal day, because today I speak over your life, and I speak restoration in people's lives on today. Everybody that's underneath the sound of my voice right now, I speak restoration in your life. I speak healing in your life. And you ain't got, look, see, that's the difference. That's the difference between a real and unreal. Because you ain't got to send me no money. I'll just say what thus saith the Lord and go on. But today, get into the mind of Christ and get in your place of healing. Start walking to your place of healing. Start, if you got to crawl spiritually, if you got to crawl to your place of healing, crawl. But fight for your life. Because your life time is of the essence, and your life is on the line. Keep praying. Keep praying for that individual. God going to turn that situation around. Keep praying for that child. You over there, you worried about your children. I hear you. I hear you. God, when are you going to bring them out? God, when are you going to deliver them? God, when are you? God hears you. He hears you. He hears you. He hears you. He hears you. I'm telling you, he hears you. As I'm speaking to you now, God hears you. Everybody that's underneath the sound of my voice, whether you listen to me in the United States, Canada, Norway, or wherever, God hears you. And the same God that stepped out of 42 generations is the same God that hears you. The same God that heard them back then is the same God that hears you now. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he has no respect of person. I don't care who you are. I don't care what age bracket you come from. I don't care what denomination you come from. I don't care. He hears you, but getting to that place of healing, he wants you to get into a place of healing. He wants you to get into a place of healing because he can't bless the way he wants to until you get your mind together, until you get your mindset right. You can't touch the blessing until you get your life in order with God, until you get your mind in order with God. The Lord said in his word, man shall always pray. Study to show thyself approved. Some of us have not been approved for the healing because we have not studied. We have not read the word of God. We have not. Look, read your Bibles. Read the Bible. Read. Hear me today. Read your Bible. Because there's going to come a time, and it might not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but people are going to go through a test where they're going to need the word of God. We've always needed the word of God, but there's going to come a test. There's a storm out over the ocean, and it's moving this old way. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. That's an old song, y'all. But that's true. That's true. That song is so true. There's a storm coming, and you got to be ready for it. Get all the spiritual equipment you can for this spiritual storm that's coming, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. And I'm not speaking any storm over anybody's life, but there's going to be some test. You got to look, let me tell y'all something. Without the test, there is no testimony. You're going to have tests and you're going to have trials to come your way, but you got to have the word of God to be able to counter the enemy. Because the enemy's job is to come. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And that's his ultimate job. Why? Because he does not like you, because God created you in his image. God created you for such a time as this. God created you for his purpose. His purpose. Amen. Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for the good. All things work together for the good. These tests and trials that we are faced with is working together for the good. It's working together for the good. It's working together because it's going to bring out the blessings in your life. It's going to show God. It's going to show God completely off in your life. Come on here. It's going to show not that you did it. It's going to show that God is all powerful. He is using our lives to show his work. He is using our lives to show what he can do. You got to be in a place. You got to be in a place. You got to be in a mental state to be able to handle this. That's why I said, pray, read your Bibles, fast. Get your mindset. In getting your mindset together, put on the armor of God. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Why? Protect your heart. Put on the helmet of salvation. Why? To protect your mind. Have your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace, so that wherever your feet shall tread, you'll be able to tread in good places. You'll be able to step on good ground. Come on here. When your feet are, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Your footsteps will be ordered by God if you have your feet trip with the preparation of gospel of peace. You will be stepping in peace. Come on here. Taking the shield of faith. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to believe what God says, whatever goes on in your life. And taking the sword, which is the word of God, to be able to fight the enemy. Come on here. To get you to that place of healing. To get you to that place, come on, that place of healing. Because once you get into that place of healing, you'll be able to do anything. Anything you put your mind to. Anything that God says for you to do. In Jesus' name. I'm here because of God. I'm here not any grace of my own, but I'm here in the land of the living because of the Lord Jesus Christ and his power. And you are here because of the Lord Jesus Christ and his power. It is not because of anything that you've done. It's not anything that man has done. Because God has the final say whether we live or die. Amen? But you have power. Be life over yourself. The same God that ruled back from Matthew on. The same God that poured out the Spirit on the day of Pentecost is the same God that worketh in us. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Ha! That means I got the greater on the inside of me. That's why I can say I'm of a royal priesthood. I'm of a chosen generation. That's why I got to get to my place of healing. It's nothing but the best over here. It's nothing but the best over here. What makes you think that, come on. What makes you think that it was just, why everything happening so good for you right now? Those that are in a season of rest. Why do you think it's happening so well for you? Why do you think you keep getting promotion after promotion and everything? Because you do it. Because it's God. God is moving in your life. And just because he ain't giving you a promotion or a brand new car don't mean that you ain't blessed. You might say, well, Minister Tuggle, I haven't received a new car or a new house or a new this or a new that. I haven't received new clothes or any, you know, any financial blessing, does that mean I'm not blessed either? No, that don't mean you're not blessed. You're still blessed because you got life. If all your bills are paid, you blessed. If you got a roof over your head, you blessed. If you ain't dealing with COVID, you blessed. Come on here. It's not about the things that make you blessed. It's about the mindset. It's not about the fancy cars that people receive. That is blessings, but that don't make you. Look, those are things. I'd rather have my health than to have a new car. Because if I don't have my health, I can't drive that car. I'd rather have the Lord bless me with some good health. If I had to choose good health or a new car, the Lord came to me right now and said, Adam, do you want good health or do you want a new car? One of the two. I'm only going to bless you with one. Which one you want? I'd rather pick the good health, because without the good health, I can't drive that new car. Amen. Amen. But that's we have to get to a place of healing. We have to get to a place of healing. In these last few minutes, I have some announcements to make. Amen. I hope, number one, I hope you got something out of this lesson on today, talking about the place of healing. I pray that you have gotten a blessing out of it. Pray that you've got something out of it. On next week, we will be having a special show on next week. And I know that it is called The Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle. But on next week, the summit will be ran by the founder of the Spirit Alive Network. Amen.
Amen.
It will be ran by Bishop Charlene Cook. Amen.
Amen.
And the reason why she's taking over the show on next week, and I will be here, y'all. I will be here. We are doing an interview with your very own Minister Adam Tuggle, and she's going to be doing the interview. And she's going to be asking me some questions so that the Lord laid it on my heart to give my testimony. I am getting ready on the following week, that next week, I will be celebrating my 34th birthday. And that's the reason why the Lord had laid it on my heart to do an open interview. And those that want to, I guess, call in and ask me questions, you can. I don't mind. And if it's all right with Bishop Cook, then we'll get those questions. I'll try to answer those questions as best I can.
Amen.
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 But I thank God. First of all, I do want to say again, happy birthday to my father and pastor, who is celebrating a birthday on today, in Jesus' name. And I am also happy birthday. I have another birthday shout out to my cousin who this is a big birthday month for my family on both sides of my family, because I also have a cousin who celebrates his birthday on today. Amen. My cousin Jason Adams, he's celebrating his birthday on today. So happy birthday, cuz. Wish you nothing but blessings and wish you nothing but many, many more years. And he turned 34. We're 2 weeks apart, so he's celebrating his 34th birthday on today. Amen. So I praise God for him and my father celebrating a birthday on today. I also want to say, read your Bibles, y'all. Continue to read your Bibles, because we are coming into the last days. We are above saying we are in the last days. We're not getting to the last days. We are in the end of the last days. Amen. The Lord is soon to return. The Lord is soon to come back. And then we have to be ready. We have to be ready. Above everything else, we have to be ready, because our main goal is to make it to heaven. It's not about me. It's not about the Spirit Live Network. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, doesn't matter. It's the main goal is to make it to heaven. Amen. And this is what this ministry is here for. This is what the Spirit Live Network is here for. This is what Bishop Cook is here for. This is what I'm here for, and everybody else that is on the Spirit Live Network, that's what we're here for. Amen. We are here to bring forth the Word of God so that you may not have an excuse. Amen. And everybody around the world will be blessed by the Word of God so that they might be able to make it to heaven. Amen. I pray that you have a very, very blessed week. I pray that you have a very, very blessed weekend. Amen. And if you can, get up, go to church on tomorrow. Amen. Go give God some praise. Go give God some glory and some honor. Amen. Like I said, continue to read your Bibles. Continue to do what the CDC says. Get vaccinated, y'all. Get vaccinated. I know some people have stated about the vaccinations and all that stuff, but I'm gonna say pray about it. Pray about it and do what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Because there are some people that are in fear about it and all that. In a couple weeks, because I've already let Bishop Cook know, here in these next couple of weeks coming up, we're going to be doing some hard-hitting teaching on different things and it's going to be spiritual and natural stuff, amen. And we're going to be talking about some stuff that is very hard-hitting. So stay tuned for that. And so at the end of this, I have nothing more to say. In Jesus' name, I'm going to
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm just saying what thus saith the Lord. I'm going to do the three B's. Be good, be brief, and be seated. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so, and God bless you all. I love you all. As it states in Acts 2 and 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is the only way to see the Lord's face in peace. This is the only way to make it to heaven one day, in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. And as my grandma Lois, used to say when she was in the land of the living, she used to always say, if you don't see me again, and in this case, since we're on the radio, if you don't hear me again, I will see you in the rapture, in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. And like I said, next week, I will not be the host of next week's show. Amen. But I will be on the show. So, Bishop Cook, amen.
Amen.
You're taking over.
I understand. Hallelujah.
You're
God bless you, dear.
God
yes.
bless you all. I love you all. God bless you. And I will see you all next week on the summit with Minister Adam Tuggle right here on the Spirit Alive Network, where we bring forth the Word of God for a troubled world, in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you.